and a great good day or good evening to you. This is the greatest season of your lives. And the scriptures tell us that if God is for us, nothing and no one can be against us. And this is that day for you. We've been talking about your mind. And I want to say it like this. If you could increase your faith, if you can make your faith so productive that you had confidence that when you would say a thing, God would bring it to pass and know what to say, that would be a huge game changer in just about everyone's life, or actually everyone's life. And it is the spoken word of God that brings all change. God's word is all authoritative. God's word is all power. And so today we're going to be talking about how to do that, the reality of that. You can't make God's word any more than it is. I mean, God's word is God's word. Yeah, I remember growing up in the word, learning the word, and unlearning religion, and learning the word of God and the difference and the power that not doubting the word had in my life, and watching my mind from a young man to growing up to the age that I am today, and just watching the transition and transformation of God. And it's, I never look at life in Christ as a, and I understand the term and why some people say it, but I never look at it as a process, and there's a reason for it. And we have to keep in mind, again, the words we speak transform our lives. And I'm not talking about kind of the older school name it, claim it. They used to say name it, claim it, frame it. In other words, whatever you say is going to happen. Well, that's not really true. It's what you believe you say is going to happen. So how could you bring that kind of transformation into your own mind to where you actually believed what you said that you may not see, and know that it was going to come to pass? The word Jesus is talking about, not dead letter, not just rambling on or just saying things because you think that if I just say it enough times, it's going to happen. It's not about that. It's far beyond that, and a lot easier and a lot less time involved. And it's not about trying to mimic a word because it's the word of God. But it's really about your mind being, as Paul talks about, being transformed literally by the Spirit of God into the Word of God. And we're going to be talking about that today. And I've watched the testimony, the witness to me, and what encourages me in what I preach and what I minister, and the words of prophecy that God gives me all the time that constantly keep me in a state of awe, knowing how could I possibly have known that? How is it that I would know something and then watch it unfold and hear people testify about it and see people get excited, go into tears, come up and say, oh my gosh, they know that it's God, because they know there's no way that I could know in my body, in my mind. But how does God do that? And I constantly am encouraged in what I do because of the wonders that I see God performing, that's not by my might or by my power, and yet it's done in this vessel. And that makes me worshipful to God. That is real, organic worship unto the Lord, true worship and true praise. And God draws that out of you, and he draws it out of everyone that knows how to believe God. And it isn't just about saying, well, believe God. Well, I believe in God. No, we're talking about connecting, attaching. Everything is connected. God created all things in continuity with his will and his purpose. So everything's connected in some form or fashion. How do we connect, for terms of simplicity here, how do we connect to that powerful word of God, so when we know we're thinking something, we know we're thinking like God? I mean, is that possible? Well, not only is it possible, not only is it probable, but it's promised. God said he'd put his word in our heart and in our mind. He would inscribe them. He would write them. And that's a covenant promise from the Father. So how do you walk in that? Let's read more out of Romans chapter 12, verse 1. And we're going to migrate, transition through here, and your mind's going to change. I'm going to prophesy to you. Your mind's going to change. You're going to find your faith, feeling like your faith is increasing in God. So the word of God in your mouth, you know, is the word of God, and doubt just abandons you. And that is more than possible. It's more than probable. It is promised. Because God said the Spirit would speak through us and he would say things through us. He even said, if there's a day that you're brought before the council, he said, you won't even have to give thought of what you're going to say. He said, the Holy Spirit will be the word in your mouth. And again, countless times that I've had the opportunity to minister, every time I've had the opportunity to share, I find God saying things through me that I go back and say, I have to study that. I mean, God just taught me something out of my own mouth. God will teach you out of your own mouth. He will show you things beyond what you're able to see that will be more real to you than the world around you, because it can divide. The Word of God in you can defy the world around you, and that's where transformation comes. Things begin to change around you, where not only are you encouraged because of what God does, but you become a witness to people around you of what God is doing, because we are here to effect change in the sphere of nations throughout the world. And God taught me a long time ago. I was in prayer one time, and I was just seeking God, and I was praying about a particular city that I was in. And I was saying, God, move through me in this city, touch the people in this city. And it wasn't that it was wrong to pray that way, but it was below what God wanted me to believe for. And God, I'm praying, and I'm seeking, and I'm just prophesying and praying. And all of a sudden, it felt like the air just left the room. It just felt so empty. And I stopped in my prayer and I said, did I pray something inaccurate, or what was it? It's not that we have to make these prayers so accurate. You pray out of your heart, God prays and speaks through you. That's what the Holy Spirit does. But I knew something was up, because I just felt, it felt like, again, like the oxygen would just sucked out of the room, and it just felt so empty. And I said, Lord, what is it? What? And the Lord spoke very clearly to me, as if he spoke just audibly in the room, and said, when you pray, I don't want you to pray about a city. When you pray, I want you to pray about impacting the nations. And it changed my life. So I never pray about a city. Not that I don't pray, God bless this city, but when I pray concerning the nations. And what it did to me, it showed me the grandeur, the greatness of God and the greatness of his word in you, in me. When I open my mouth, it's going to bring change. And not only that, but God brought me to a place where I understood it's not just the nations of the earth, it's literally the heavens of God. So when you pray, you not only affect the earth around you, but you affect nations. And you have the power, God, the word of God is all power, sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder the soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the very thoughts and intent of your heart. And the power of the word of God is the life of all things. And when that comes out of you, it brings change, and it moves literally the heavens. Now think about it. Jesus said, you're seated, the word says, you're seated with Christ in heavenly places. And we're far above all principalities and powers. The supreme ruler, God Almighty, is reigning and ruling in you. It's becoming evident through your faith and the words of your mouth that are consistent, keyword, with the word of God. And heaven is moved. He said, set your things on your mind on things above, not on the earth. So I don't think about bringing change to a place. I think about impacting the nations by moving the heavens, just like if you could speak a cloud over the nations, and then if you could perforate that cloud with your faith and your praise, and that cloud of rain is the rain of God, and it just rains and it waters the ground, and it waters the seeds of God, the nations, the people of God. And when rain hits the ground, when rain touches the soil, it penetrates the soil and it touches the seed, it awakens the seed, it separates the shell from the life, the prophecy, the word of the seed, if you will, and it becomes something far beyond what the shell held inside. And that's you. When we connect with the word of God, we become consistent with the word of God. And I can't pursue this enough, not of efforts, not hard, the easiest thing you will ever find to do to bring the biggest change is believe the word of God and let the word of God be consistent in your mouth. Let your ear hear your mouth say, and watch the world around you. When rain hits the ground, we're experiencing that here where we live in Southern California, the hills are so green because it rained. It rained, it rained, it rained. And I have to say, we prophesied rain. We've been prophesying rain, unusual rain, a deluge, not only from the heavens, but the earth is going to bear witness to the seed. And we're living that today. I mean, I think we've had more rain than we've had in I don't know how long. And one of the coldest winters in I don't know how long. And I believe with all my heart, we prophetically called it out. God answered it, and it's literally making the news. I mean, people are talking about it. God has brought change. Why? Because rain came out, the rain of heaven. He said, if you release, whatever you release from the earth will be released from the heavens. It's like the heavens raining on the seed that God's people, the seed you are, the seed the nations of the earth are, and watching the fruit. The fruit is comes from a seed, which is the promise of God. We're called the seeds of promise, and a seed is a promise. And when water hits it, the rain of God hits the seed that you are, the shell loses, and that's why the word says, die to yourself. One of the things I've said numerous times is, when you get over you and you become over by him, or be overcome by him, when you get over you and become overcome by him, you know what more than a comer, overcomer is, more than a conqueror is. You know the overcoming power of God. And it's not by effort. It's not by us trying. It's the will, the presence, and the word of God. And it comes from, what is the origin? The spoken word of God. He called those things that were not as though they were, and they became. And God said in Genesis 1 through, and God said, and it was so. That word, God said, is in your mouth. It's in this vessel. And knowing how to release that word is like perforating the heavens of God. That rain comes down. We move not only the nations of the earth, but we move the heavens of God. And it's like, again, perforating a cloud. It rains, and that promise you are comes to life. And it is as real can be. And it's all by letting the word of the Lord be in your mouth, bringing that change and that transition, that transformation. And it's very, very real. And it comes by a couple of things. Number one, don't put anything off till tomorrow. Don't devalue this present moment. The word says, say, this is the day, today. And again, that's a life to live. This is the day. Today, something great is going to happen. Today, something great is going to happen. This is the day it happens. This is the day. And whether you see what you're looking for or not, I'm telling you, heaven is moved. The nations are moved. We set our mind not just on our needs. We look beyond what we are. We look so far beyond. We look to the nations. And people are, so often people are screaming about so-and-so's doing this, and this is bad, and this is wrong, and you have to be aware, and we have to fight against this. You know, I hear it. I understand. Trust me, I live in the same world everyone else lives in. But there's something far more effective, far more powerful to bring change than screaming at the dark, than being upset about what isn't right and what is wrong. And that really typically brings very, very little change. It's how are we proactive in the things that bring change. You can throw a seed on the ground and scream at it all day long, grow, 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 but until you dump water on it, that seed, until it's buried in the ground, it dies to itself, which is what we are. And how do we do that? When Christ becomes the fullness of all things, he's the words of my mouth, and we say it. We let our ear hear our mouth say it. We make a declaration, so our mind begins to believe us. Your mind gains confidence in who you are, and we're going to talk about that a little bit more here. That's where the power comes from. When we speak the word of God and we consistently stay with it, we don't take it back, we don't change our mind, it's like perforating the heavens. That seed becomes a reality. We are going to touch and see the nations of God transformed. We're going to see the nations of God transformed. Our schools, our businesses, the political world is going to become a spiritual world. And no matter how impossible, which is what I like to speak into, that may sound to you, that's what the word of God says to me. God will and does and will rule. The word says rule. The word says that the kingdoms, the nations, the government are on his shoulders. That's the God we serve. And as a believing nation, as a believing people, if we will become effective, number one, here, we can see the change happen here in our minds, out of our mouths, and we see the consistency of that, then you're going to have the evident faith to be able to speak into areas of the world. And God will open political areas, arenas, worlds of business and learning, our school worlds, our educational system will transform by the Word of God. Keep in mind, the Word of the Lord reigns and rules, and it's not its coming. I don't believe in its coming. I believe in its happening right now. This is the day. It's taking place. And all that transition throughout the world, instead of complaining about it, we're going to do something more effectively than complaining. We're going to prophetically speak the word we have become covenanted with, the word we have become. My word is nigh you, even in your mouth. The word says that God has spoken. How can we help but prophesy? You can hear that over and over, but until it becomes the reality, it becomes part of who you are, it becomes your mind, you won't see the evidence of that power working in you. But consistency, God has said it. This is who I am. This is what the word of the Lord is. That is what brings change. We're going to make it rain today. We're back in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. And I'm going to kind of close off with this. And it says, do not be conformed to this world. Being conformed means you're confused. Confusion comes from conformity. We look at the world, it's so bad. There's so much of this and so much of that happening. We've got to fight. No. The battle is mine, says God. I'll fight for you. We don't have to fight the nations for a change. We know what's wrong. We pray, we vote, we do what we know to do. We're proactive in what is right. But the real evident power is when the word of God comes out of you. The prophets of old, Elijah, Elisha, David, the transformation, the change. David stood before literally an army, a nation, and he spoke the word of God. And he said, I don't come to fight like you fight. I'm not coming to contend with swords and staves and sticks and screaming at you. As Goliath became vehemently opposed and angry with David, because David was challenging the stature of Goliath, because he wouldn't be conformed to the world around him, the age around him, the system around him. He had conformed his mind to the spoken word of God. David wasn't confused, but he confused the Philistine army, and he confused the giant. He wasn't trying to confuse them, but when people or nations are determined to live against or in contradiction to the word of God, it's a lie, and it's confusion. And when the truth is spoken into a world of confusion, confusion loses its way. It loses the strength of his legs, the strength of its arms. It loses its power, because lies are dependent on those that believe them. Those that are weak only challenge the strong when they think the strong believe they're weaker than they are. But with the witness of Christ in your heart and in your mouth, nations begin to bow. It's like Daniel when he spoke the word of the Lord and God honored him. They thought, well, we throw him in the lion's den. Those that were against him wanted to demote him. Thought, we'll throw him in the den. The lions will destroy him. The world around him couldn't destroy him because the word of the Lord was in his mouth. He was committed three times a day to open his window and to worship God. And nothing changed his mind. He wasn't conned into a form. He wasn't deceived into a form. He wasn't conformed, so he wasn't confused. And when confusion can't overwhelm you, you can't be deceived. And when you can't be deceived, you're going to see the truth. You're going to say the truth. You're going to know the truth. And the truth is going to make you walk in the freedom of what? The truth. Which means the world around you, the nations around you, will begin to bow to the power of the truth. Because the truth of who Christ is reigns and rules. No matter who thinks they're something or whatever they think they are, no matter what lies, no matter what deceptions are out there, the truth always rules, because only the truth is reality. And the reality of God and the reality of his will, and his will triumphs in all things. And then that scripture, if God is for you, who is he for? Those who have surrendered to the will of the Father. And his will is his word, and it's in our face. It's in the word of God. It's in your Bible, and it's inside of you. And when we speak the word, it's like awakening the word God already planted in you as a seed. And you can't take it back. And we're going to talk more about the take back in the next service. But the word of the Lord is confirmed. The word of the Lord is sure. The word of the Lord, the scriptures say, is tried. It's like silver tried in an earthen vessel seven times. It is pure. And when it's tried, when it's proven, every time you feel like you're being tried, instead of feeling weaker, you feel stronger, because the evidence of that word brings change around you. The trial isn't there, or the trying time isn't there to make it difficult. It's there because God's saying, I'm going to change that. What you're looking at, it's about to change. What you're thinking, what you're feeling, it's going to change. It's not here. Handle this. Deal with this. Try to make it through. God's saying, the power's in you. Now we're going to change that nation around you. We're going to change that whatever that thing is around you, physically, mentally, spiritually, financially, your home, your family. God is changing it through the word of your mouth, because you're staying true to the truth. David spoke to Goliath, and he said, your words are going to fall short. He said, I come in the name of the Lord, and what you say about me is going to fall on you, because I'm not confused, but you are, because you're not speaking the truth. I'm not confounded, but you are, and you're going to fall. And he fell, a stone out of a sling. When they were standing there, warriors and a champion warrior standing there, and they fell to the word of God that was in the mouth of David. The world around you that tries to overcome you will fall prey, will fall in worship to the God of truth. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. And even as we speak, your mind is changing, because we're only talking the truth. We're only exalting the name of the Lord Jesus. We're only exalting the word of God. Our minds are transforming. Your mind is transforming into the confident image of the power, all-powerful, almighty word of the living God. Christ in you, that's the hope of glory. His word is nigh you, in you, even in your mouth. And this is the greatest season of your lives. Father, we give you thanks for your word, for the power and the authority of your word. I thank you for the minds that are being changed, the lives that are being changed today. And for the vessels, not only the instruments, not only the tools of your workings, but the temple of your power being raised up today, being enlightened today, waking up, coming alive, just like a seed does when the rain touches it and it begins to make known the treasure inside. God, we give you praise and we thank you in your mighty name. Your support is always so appreciated. The altar is open for your support. PFC and this ministry is so thankful for your consistent support and your faithfulness and your words of encouragement and love. And we speak the word of love and encouragement to you. We love you. God loves you. And I know I love you because God told me to do it. And what he tells us to do is the truth. It's the way it is. And remember, you're never alone. You're never alone. You're never alone. God, open your eyes to see how present he is with you. This is the greatest season of your life. God bless you. Until next time.